Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring Monte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Presented by Timeless Coffee.
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Kuminga, Curry, Looney, Wiggins, and Thompson to open the second half. Splash Brothers combined for 31. How nice is it to say that?
Yeah.
Klay Thompson takes a base. Start the second half. I buried the three. And the Warriors lead by 31. 69-38.
Last night is what I call a big-time get-right game. Get-right game. And we all need those get-right games. Get-right moments, get-right games. And last night for the Warriors, it was a get-right game as they started a seven-game homestand with the big win over the Detroit Pistons. We're up damn near 30 at the half. It was good to see the Splash Brothers in sync. It was good to see Kuminga start. It's good to see Wiggins play really, really well. And I thought the Warriors in the first half, the second half just got a little sloppy. And it was just like, let's just get to the end here. Get to the final zeros. But I thought the first half, Shasky, no matter what the opponent was, no matter who they were, the Detroit Pistons, I thought the Warriors played the right way in that first half to get that big lead.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, just seeing Klay Thompson catch, like, to me, when he hit that three right before halftime, I was like, oh, God. Wasn't that just vintage Steph and Klay? You know, the pump fake, boom, knockdown three. Like, that just felt so good to see. And it's funny how, you know, these NBA seasons, you know, we obsess over who plays. You know, how many minutes is this guy going to get? What's the role for that guy? And it's weird how things kind of work themselves out. So, like, I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga, and it's funny that he's now going to replace Draymond Green for the time being, and I don't know how sustainable this is with him at the four. But that's how Draymond got his start. Draymond got his start because David Lee went down. You know what I mean? Yep. And it's almost like the cosmos is trying to repeat itself here. And let's hope that Draymond Green gets right and comes back, because we all know that he's going to be very important if they want to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy. But for Jonathan Kuminga right now, this is an incredible opportunity. This is an incredible opportunity to get some burn with the starters and kind of prove himself out there. He starts the game guarding Cade Cunningham. I like it.
Right. I like it, too. The number one overall pick in the 2021 NBA draft. As I say, good morning to everybody out there on the roadways. Get off their graveyard shifts. Hopefully Twitch and YouTube is humming right now with all our roasters. We missed it yesterday. And, of course, the Comcast business text line. It is always open at 888-957-9570. Look, Kuminga got in foul trouble early. Had to be replaced. But, you know, I just thought the flow of the basketball game was really, that was vintage Warriors. And a lot of people are going to say, man, it's the Detroit Pistons. They're now 10-33. I just wanted to see the Warriors practice good habits. Holding on to the ball. Not turning it over. Taking good shots. And Steph letting the game come to him last night.
Oh my goodness.
I thought that was the most important thing of the basketball game. Looking at Steph just kind of letting the game come to him, because a lot of people, I saw it on Twitter. I was at home yesterday. Oh, Steph hasn't had a shot yet. Oh, Steph needs to touch the ball. Do you not know what you're watching? Steph is great. Steph can get a shot whenever he wants to, but it is imperative to get the others involved. Wiggins getting off to a hot start, 4-for-4, 9 points, getting Klay going and getting him comfortable. Like, he's letting the game come to him. Did you not watch Michael Jordan? Did you not watch Kobe Bryant? The great ones let the game come to him, and I thought Steph did that yesterday.
Well, the thing that drives me insane with a lot of people. Like, oh, Steph hasn't shot. We're up 15 early.
I know.
Coached at any level, if your best player is just chucking and you're winning, okay, great. But you need the others to be able to elevate when it comes to playoff time. Like, that's how it works. And there are certain nights when your best player on the court can control the entire game without taking a shot. Does anyone watch, you know, Jason Kidd play for many, many, many years? The gravity of Magic Johnson. Steve Nash is a great example. Now, could they be elite scorers if they needed to be? Absolutely. But there are certain nights when you need to get everyone else involved. Klay Thompson, I mean, let's just call it what it is. It is imperative that they get Klay Thompson in rhythm. That's more important right now than Steph Curry. Yep. We know where Steph Curry's at as a player, even if we think he's had a slight downtick in production. Like, he's still a stud. We know that. It's Klay Thompson. It's Kuminga. Looney having another big first quarter. Like, I'm just loving what I'm seeing in terms of the vibe. It's night and day. A week ago, I wasn't feeling good. Even a couple of days ago, I wasn't feeling good. This was one of those palate cleanser games, Bonte. I needed this. Sign me up for more Pistons basketball. I know they're terrible, but like that. Tell me that wasn't fun.
A get-right game is what we all needed. A get-right game is what I like to call them. And that was perfect. They got in rhythm. Steph Curry didn't take his first shot until like 6:02 into the first quarter. And I was totally fine with it.
Yeah.
And like we mentioned, like if he's setting screens, well, he gravity, folks. You always talk about gravity. You always want to post screenshots about Steph being doubled at half court. Well, what about when he sets a screen?
Yes.
The gravity of Steph Curry leaving lanes wide open for guys like Kuminga, like Kevon Looney. And he was whipping that ball around yesterday. I thought that was one of his better floor games in recent weeks, Steph and Curry against the Pistons.
I'm glad you say floor games, because that's the one thing for me when I watch Klay Thompson. It feels like he was seeing the floor very well yesterday, putting the ball on the floor early, passing for others, not just hitting shots. I know 17 points, I believe he had in the first half. Maybe it was 15 points in the first half. But I liked the way he was dribbling hard to go to the rim and then kicking back out to Wiggins. Him and Wiggins had a couple of nice two-man plays, and Wiggins gets a wide-open look in the lane early on. And, like, Wiggins looked around like, I'm this wide open? I mean, we've talked about the wide-open shots that Wiggins is going to get alongside Klay and Steph Curry. If Klay can just facilitate a little, just a little, we know he can get his shot. I'm just I was really liking what I saw. And then Jonathan Kuminga's half-court floor game, Bonte, I underrated some of the moves that he has in the post. In many ways, he's way farther along than where James Wiseman was last year.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Now, look, he had a training camp. You know, James Wiseman didn't have a training camp last year.
That is true.
You know, James Wiseman got thrust into the fire right away. Hey, a couple practices, boom, you're starting against the Brooklyn Nets. Like, huh? I'm 19 years old. What are we doing here?
Don't you think the G League year really, really helped Kuminga? Like, I'm watching Kuminga, and some of the things that he's been taught, like, he had a post move late in the game. I don't know how many people were paying attention. But he spun and then switched it back to the right hand on the opposite side. I mean, just that is coaching. Like, to me, he has been coached by professionals.
No. Well, that's a great point because, you know, James Wiseman played 69 minutes of college basketball.
Right.
All right, 69 minutes of college basketball. Basically, three games. Kuminga got to go to the G League Unite, practice in Orlando, and play under guys like Brian Shaw. You know what I'm saying? Brian Shaw, who won championships with the LA Lakers, who played in the NBA for a long, long time. So the process for Kuminga getting a lot better, he's just so much farther along, but that's due to the circumstances. And it's also due to him wanting to work. I'm not saying Wiseman's not working hard, but Kuminga's starting to get it. He's starting to get it because there was a couple of reports that, you know, he's going down to the G League. He kind of thinks he made it. He's not really feeling it. Well, you know what? He's flipped that switch. I think he realizes that, man, if I work hard, if I just run the floor, I'm going to get minutes. And now, look, the first half for him was choppy. You know, he had three fouls. Shasky, 5 points, 1-for-5 from the floor. He really didn't do much in the first half. But you saw him turn it up in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. You saw him turn it up in the fourth quarter. And he finished with a nice, productive game. Steph Curry is Klay Thompson. 31 points in that first half. And I thought Wiggins playing alongside Klay and Steph.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for here because I don't want Wiggins to get lost in the shuffle. Wiggins is going to Cleveland, Ohio to be an all-star. He's going to an all-star game this year, folks. Buckle up for that because he's played like an all-star all the first half of the season.
Bonte,
it is incredible.
Like, pause for that for a second. Wiggins is going to an all-star game. Just think about when they made that trade and how many people are like, this guy's a bum. He's literally unsalvageable. And the Warriors have cultivated and nourished him into an all-star. That, It is really, that might be one of the most impressive things that they've done during this run.
I mean, you know, just everybody talks about the Warriors culture and how the culture is great. You know, it was the whole thing about Giannis, right? Oh, Giannis, man, when he comes here, it's because of the culture and Steph culture and Clay. Well, Wiggins comes here and it's like, oh, he's a bum. Wait, the culture can't fix Andrew Wiggins? Rod Adams said it right away. This guy has the potential to be one of the best wing defenders in all of the NBA. And Rod Adams was right because he's defending his ass off on that end of the floor. And then offensively, just to catch and shoot, let the game come to him. The nice corner three, the nice mid-range. Andrew Wiggins is playing at a high level, and I thought it was really, really imperative to see him play alongside the Splash Brothers and get into a nice flow. And we saw that right away. He goes 4-for-4 right out of the shoot. That's the Wiggins that we've seen for most of the season here, Shasky.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And just seeing the spacing between him, Steph, and Klay Thompson early on, like I think it was a little clunky. Like, they're kind of working on where to be. Both guys going to that wing. Wiggins trying to go to that corner. There was a couple of plays. Klay puts it down on the floor and then just kicks it right back out to Wiggins. And Wiggins is just wide open. I mean, Bonte, wide open, you know?
Wide open.
And then I'm seeing after Klay Thompson knocks down a couple of shots, because let's be real, his percentage hasn't been very high. You notice Detroit hedging on him and really trying to take him away. Well, that just opens things up for Jordan Poole, and that's opening things up for Andrew Wiggins and some of these other guys alongside him. Otto Porter Jr. had a couple of wide open threes because of the quote-unquote gravity of Klay Thompson. So, B, I'm loving where they're at right now, because they've got a couple of games here where they can kind of get the ball rolling again, get a little win streak going before the Jazz come in.
Yeah, no doubt. Jazz come in on Sunday. Tough game against Indiana on Thursday. And then, of course, a back-to-back against the Houston Rockets on Friday. Do not forget, or actually, let's let people know now. I don't think we even told them yet. Huh. But coming up at around 7:30, we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Indiana Pacers. It's a thank you from all of us here at 95.7 The Game to all you great fans who have supported us and the Warriors as they host their 400th consecutive sellout on Thursday. 400th consecutive sellout on Thursday. As always, for tickets for future games, go to Warriors.com. But at 7:30, and love it if you can get the sounder ready. At 7:30, when you hear this sounder,
to the rack with a two-hand slam for Andrew Wiggins.
Call 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-GAME. We're going to give out a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game against the Indiana Pacers. It's a thank you from us here at 95.7 The Game, and a thank you from the Golden State Warriors to all the great fans here supporting Dub Nation. Don't forget about the Comcast Business Text Line, always open at 888-957-9570. We'll start reading some of those texts in just a second, and we will get you humming for Niners and Packers as the Niners hit Levi's Stadium yesterday for a night practice yesterday at Levi's Stadium. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo sprained shoulder, slight sprain in the shoulder. I'm hearing he's going to go, Shasky, so I'm not going to really get too concerned with the injury. But how are you feeling right now about the Niners?
I'm feeling really good. I'm wearing my divisional final candlestick playoff game, the divisional round, Packers, Niners, the Kaepernick explosion game where he ran for 190 yards and threw for another 250. I'm really fired up. I mean, I'm just – the nostalgia of first green the 49ers versus the Dallas Cowboys and now the Green Bay Packers. Like, Bonte, this is what you live for as a sports fan, is it not? Like, Niners Packers, after the Niners just extinguished the Cowboys, you're going to Lambeau, it's going to be 0 degrees. This is everything that you dream for when you simulate Madden to the playoffs. Like, this is what you want. You don't want no random, you know, Bucks or one of these teams, these startups, the Carolina Panthers. You want the blue blood franchises. And if you're going to do it, let's knock off Aaron Rodgers one more time. Like, let's do this. You know, there's been so much connective tissue between the organizations. I'm so sick of Aaron Rodgers just in general. Like, let's do this, baby. And if Jimmy's not 100%, great. It just adds to the toughness level for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, at this point, you know, I don't want to diminish Jimmy, because that's not what I'm trying to do. But do they really need him to throw 40 times in the snow? No. They don't. They just need him to be accurate on like 22, 25 passes. Like, that's what we're looking for. We're going to run the ball down team's throat. We're going to throw the ball to Deebo Samuel. We're going to get the ball to our playmakers. So I'm not alarmed by Jimmy's shoulder injury. And if he can't go, then you know what? I got full backing in Trey Lance. I don't care if he hasn't played any games this year. I got all the faith in him. I do.
Yeah, but let's not go there. That would be a tough, tough spot.
Of course it would.
That's at Lambeau Field.
Of course it would.
At Lambeau Field, 3 degrees up there. I look at the tickets up there at Green Bay. Some man, it is a cheap ticket. A cheap, I mean, like, you get nice little third level for $300. You can sit up there behind the end zone, 20 rows up for like $200. Like, tickets are going cheap.
You
going to
take the helicopter?
Nah, I wish I had.
Come on, Richie Rich.
I wish I had a private jet. I'm broke, baby. I'm like Money Making Mitch and Praying Full, man. I'm
broke,
baby.
But isn't this what we live for?
I ain't got no money.
Ponte, isn't this what we live for?
You going to Lambeau Field? You going to Lambeau Field?
Hell no. I'm about to have a little blowout here at the house, dog. I'm going to be ready. Let's go.
You're not going to Lambeau? How come? No. You got all the money,
because I'm going to SoFi when we go to the Super Bowl.
Show me the money.
That's what I'm doing.
You're talking Super Bowl.
I am.
Man, to go to SoFi for the NFC Championship game.
Well, I honestly think that the Rams have a great shot to win that game. I mean,
I do.
I love them in that game. I think Tampa Bay is so overrated. I know that Philly gets in there. That's one thing that I have to say about the seven teams getting into the playoffs. It does feel like that seventh team really was not a playoff team this year. I mean, like the Steelers, they're not a playoff team. Like, they're just not. Philly, no. Was Philly a real playoff team? Like, it's great for the Philly market. And I understand why you would do it from a business standpoint of keeping more teams involved. But like from the dilution of the product, I liked when two teams had to buy. That's just the way you play all year. I liked when two teams had to buy. You can't just reward one team, in my opinion. Now, maybe others disagree with me. The 17th game, one too many. Let's get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not a big 17 game fan here, but you know what? It's here to stay. It's here to stay.
Oh, we're getting to 18, Ponte.
When you look at week 18,
they're getting to it.
And you look at the way week 18 played out this year with all those great games on a Sunday, it's not going anywhere.
No,
we're
going
to get this game, and you're going to get the three wild card games on a Sunday. You're going to get the two on a Saturday. You're going to get a Monday night wild card game.
I did like Monday night.
And, you know,
I did
it didn't
like
have the
Monday
same
night.
Intensity, though.
No,
I didn't like
agree,
the intensity of that game.
But I think it was
game.
Because it was, it was a blowout, but B, also Cardinals. Rams, like, there's not a lot of, had that been, I'm just throwing out, Bears, Packers, I think it would have been a little more, and I don't even think the Bears are good, but I'm just saying those types of organizations, I think it would have been a more marquee matchup.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Look, we're going to have Darrell Wright joining us at 8 o'clock. D. Wright on the Golden State Warriors. Mike Holmgren, former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, former offensive coordinator of the 49ers. He's a roaster. We've discussed a lot of things with him. He'll join us at 8:40 today on the Morning Roast as we wrap it up for Packers and Niners. Let's go to the lines real quick. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Matt in the city. Matt, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's up, guys? Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Good.
Jasky, you're my spirit animal this morning, dude. I swear, this Cowboys lead into Lambeau.
Exactly.
And the looming possibility of the Bills in the Super Bowl, this feels like 1992 or 91. It's crazy as a Niner fan. I'm getting juiced. And then you might go through the Brady-Jimmy Bowl.
Yes.
In the NFC Championship game. This is like, I can't wait for Sunday. This, as a Niner fan, I've been listening, and I love the Morning Roast because you seem to get it as a local. There's a lot of, you know, the Cowboy rivalry is not what it was, and you know, the Packers, you know, the Niners own. It doesn't matter. This is what you want as a Niner fan. These playoffs are, and I can't wait to see how we do.
Look, if you're about my age, which I'm assuming that you are, give or take, you know, anywhere from like, let's say 35 to 45, if you're in that range or younger or older, three times in a row you played the Cowboys in the playoffs in the 90s. Four times in a row after that you played the Green Bay Packers. I mean, just say it out loud. That's 7 years in a row, either the Cowboys or the Packers. If you don't have a callus built up to those organizations, you are sleeping in a casket.
Matt's gone. All right, Matt's
sorry,
gone.
Matty.
You know what?
I'm so fired up.
Like,
for
you know,
this.
I did hear a lot of like
what?
You know, they haven't played a meaningful game in over 25 years. How could it still be a rivalry?
Oh God.
Well, you know, like
oh, God.
I got like, down to Jerry's World, Shasky. You couldn't tell me anything.
Yeah, thank you.
That place was lit.
Thank you.
That place was like, yo, we want to take your guts. Cowboy fans are like, we want to take your soul. That dusty ass catch in 81, we ain't forgot that. So all that talk, I think we saw it played out on Sunday. The rivalry's back. If it was dead, it's back. I never believed it was dead because once I walked into that building, Cowboy fans was like, yo, Those colors are ugly. We're coming for you. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Just that
then
water.
When you talk about, then when you talk about Packers and Niners.
Oh, come on.
They ruined my teenage years.
Exactly.
They ruined my teenage years. They kept Steve Young and Jerry Rice from getting another Super Bowl win. Brett Favre and Holmgren and Antonio Freeman and Robert Brooks and Leroy Butler, Reggie White and Bernardo Harris at linebacker.
Sean Jones.
Those guys ruined my teenage life. And that's why when the Niners have been beaten up on the Packers in 2019, 2013, 2012, it feels good.
Yes.
And you know what? I want one more. I want the 49ers to end the Aaron Rodgers era in Green Bay Saturday night. Mm. That's what I want, Shasky.
I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, but Bonte, like, just from a storybook perspective, like, as a Niner fan, I mean, you know the history. Niners, Cowboys in the wild card, and then you're going to go to Lambeau Field. Do you want it any other way? Like, if we're going to do this, and we're going to do it this year, this is the way to do it. I mean, this is the storybook way of getting it done against Aaron Rodgers one last time. I mean, if I hear another person talk about Mike Nolan trying to select Aaron Rodgers, dear God, I mean, just shove two forks in my eyeballs. I'm just
so over
it. Is that
still a thing?
I'm so over it.
Is that still a thing?
I'm so over Aaron Rodgers. I'm just so over Aaron Rodgers, dude. Like,
all right, what's coming up on the game? Brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Services. Your calls, 888-957-9570.
He's got
Warriors get right against the Detroit Pistons.
He's
the Warriors get right. Hey, it's one more than the Niners have had since 1994.
I know, but we've been to two. Look,
you know what?
We've been to two.
He's got a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I can't knock that. He's had great years. Part of those reasons they lost was not his fault.
It's never
his
53-man
roster.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
It's never
It's Aaron's fault sometimes, but you got to remember, Mike McCarthy was the head coach.
Believe me, I know. That
guy's
a bum.
So, like, when people say, oh, man, he's only got one Super Bowl, we ain't got nothing since 1994. Dan Marino doesn't have a Super Bowl. You think Dan Marino will win Super Bowl?
Well, I know. I just can't unwatch what he did in that NFC Championship game, allowing the younger man than him, LaFleur, tell him, we're going to kick a field goal here. Like, nah, dog. And you got to run for that touchdown. I don't know. Just you're playing against Brady. He's turning the ball over left and right. Make a play.
All right, let's break. Sorry. Department of Healthcare Services. That's what's coming up, man. Your calls, 888-957-9570. We'll be right back.
Second down and four. Kaepernick keeps it. Fooled everybody. Colin Kaepernick. What a game. Touchdown.
Now, back to the Morning Roast. Presented by Timeless Coffee with Bonte and Shasky.
It was a Saturday night at Candlestick, January 12th of 2013, when the Niners beat the Packers 45-31 in the last playoff game ever hosted. At Candlestick Park, Colin Kaepernick went crazy. 17-31, 263 yards passing, two touchdowns. He did throw the pick six to give the Packers the 7-0 lead, and everybody was freaking out. Everybody's freaking out, saying, oh, no, the kid isn't ready. But, boy, did he bounce back in a major way, threw for 263 and ran for 181 yards and two touchdowns. And the Niners roll over the Packers to go to the NFC Championship game. And what a time that was. They go down to Atlanta and beat the Falcons the next week. And then, of course, we know what happened. Jarrell Bolger, the same clown who stumbled all over himself against in Cincinnati this past Saturday. He's not allowed to referee a postseason game the rest of his postseason. Well, he was a head ref in that Super Bowl with Niners or Ravens. But look, it's a long history between.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Niners and Packers, Shasky, a long history, and I don't like them. It may not have the vitriol as Cowboys, Niners do, but this rivalry is still alive. Well, it's still, when I see the cheeseheads, I start scratching myself. I can't stand them.
Well, they're one of those organizations, like the Patriots now, like the Cowboys from the 70s. When you're great in the 90s, and you've been great basically since Brett Favre showed up. I mean, they really haven't skipped a beat, right? Since Brett Favre got there, Aaron Rodgers, they're in the playoffs perennially every single time. You're going to build up a nationwide fan base. And we know that they're one of the teams going back to the 60s and the 50s with their Lombardi coach, Vince Lombardi, that, you know, they have a national fan base. I mean, that's what they have. I mean, there's no other way around it. They're an iconic brand. And kind of like the Spurs, where they're a small market team, they kind of supersede that, though. You know, the Spurs have their little tiny fan base. And Green Bay, because of football and because of their excellence over many, many decades, when they come to your stadium, Monte, they roll deep. They were there earlier this year. They rolled deep. NFC Championship game, they rolled deep. I can't tell you how many times they came to Candlestick and they rolled deep. Yeah, their fan base is long and wide, and they show up and they make noise. And it's not just the cheeseheads, man. I mean, they're everywhere. It's all ethnicities, all backgrounds. It's like, well, why are you a Packer fan? Well, because they've been great my whole life, and they're on TV every single week. Like, that's what it is. And so I truly hate the Green Bay Packers. I love this matchup.
Yeah, this matchup's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go out to the lines. 888-957-9570. Garrett in San Jose, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, Bonte, Joe.
What up?
Local college football coach, and I drive Uber a lot. You guys have been big parts of my morning. Very appreciative of you guys.
Where are you coaching? Yeah.
it doesn't matter, fellas, but I you guys have me on.
Okay.
All right.
Fellas, I was looking this up. They ran the ball 42 times the last time they played them in the NFC Championship game. Jimmy threw it 6-for-7. That better be the recipe for this game. Because you got to keep that bad man off the field, fellas.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
And then one more thing. I was looking this up with an old coach yesterday. In the catch game, the 49ers had 6 turnovers.
Yep.
Joe Montana had 3 interceptions, but Jimmy gets killed for 1 pick.
Yeah, and Joe had a fumble.
Amazing.
And Joe had a fumble in that game. He threw a couple behind a receiver. One got tipped up in the air. It is incredible. We bring that up, and Everson Walls, who's playing for the Cowboys at the time, is like, I can't believe we lost the game with 6 turnovers. You know what I mean? It's kind of remarkable. History forgets the details.
Right, we'll go back out to the lines in just a second here. Lubman's working on the board. He's solo dolo, doing a great job. Lines are lighting up, though. 888-957-9570. He brings that game up, and John Lynch, the GM of the Niners, who joined us last Friday, said, look, we laughed when people said, oh, we should have threw the ball more against the Green Bay Packers. We wanted to impose our will. And that's what I always say, Shasky. You know, I've been saying that since that night, when you could run the ball all over a football team, and Jimmy Garoppolo goes 6 of 8, 77 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, got sacked one time. Mostert ran the ball for 220 yards, all right? Debo ran it for another 43.
Yeah.
Coleman ran it for another 21. I mean, that is domination. That is domination. and that year the Niners outscored the Green Bay Packers 74-28. Why? Because they pounded the ball down their freaking throats. And that's the type of football I like. Like, I know a lot of people want to see the 45-42 game. They want to see 400-yard passing games. Well, you're going to see that probably Sunday in Kansas City with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be bombs away. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If the Niners do advance to the Super Bowl, I don't want to see the Buffalo Bills. I think this is bad.
Okay, we're not going there.
You were just talking Super Bowl last Sunday.
No, I said I'm talking about we're going to be in SoFi for the season.
Yeah. So don't tell me I need to pump the brakes, Chatsky. Yeah. You relax
don't
on that, all right?
I'm just telling you.
So, Bonte,
I think a loss in the 6-for-7 game for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Six for eight, excuse me.
I think the thing that drives me the craziest is that that's not even the game where, like, everyone's like, that's the game that Shanahan lost. No, it was in the Minnesota game in real time. That's the game where the two of them got shell-shocked, and I believe that Kyle Shanahan decided to, you know, take the air out of the ball from Jimmy Garoppolo. It was not the Green Bay game. I'm with you. In the Green Bay game, that game is a different game. It's a standalone game. In that game, it was like, oh, we're running it down their throat. They can't stop Raheem Mostert, and he set the most records for a conference championship game in rushing yards. So, yeah, I have no problem with them doing what they did in that game. And also,
Mike Florio will tell you differently.
Well, Mike Florio's an idiot.
He had him on the show, he noticed that Jimmy crapped on himself, and he took the
Mike Florio. Like, even the Minnesota game. Would you allow, just for a second? Like, this thing drives me nuts. Would you allow Mike Florio to teach your daughter how to throw a baseball or a football?
No, absolutely.
Okay,
no,
then why do you care what Mike Florio thinks?
I don't care what he thinks. I'm just bringing it up when we had him on the show, which produced one of our classic sound bites.
It produced one of our classic sound bites.
Mike. You know, you guys were. You and Kate, huh? Bonte. He's going to hang up the phone. Well, so what? Let him hang up the phone. If he wants to be sensitive, doesn't like a little heat, if he wants us to kiss his ass, call another show. But no, listen, like the Minnesota game, I'm glad you brought it up. People forget Minnesota had one of the top defenses that year. They got ballers on that end of the field. They did. And it was Jimmy's first playoff game. Again, you want to go look at the greats, and I'm not comparing Jimmy to Peyton. I'm not comparing Jimmy to Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not comparing Jimmy Garoppolo to Steve Young or whatever. Go look at their first playoff games and see what they did. It is a struggle because you're playing the best of the best. So I thought it was always we made a big deal out of it. Now it's about Saturday. How do they coach Saturday? Well, you know what? Run the ball. Run the ball on the Green Bay Packers, play action pass.
And keep them off the field.
And keep them off the freaking field.
And then you got to bracket Devontae. I mean, the reality is, Devontae, you have got to stop Devontae. Make one of these other receivers beat you. Lazard or whomever is opposite him. Like, just do not allow Devontae Adams to beat you. Like, I don't know who's the guy guarding Devontae. You got Mosley on him. Mosley likes to guard them bigger dudes.
He does. I mean, you're still going to have to double him, though, man.
I mean, I'm with Devontae Adams. But I'm not
Devontae
trying to put
Adams
Aubrey on
is
him.
A different. Yeah, well, if you put Aubrey on him, you just double him. You double him. You make sure you go high-low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You double him.
Yeah.
Let's go real quick before we hit the brick. Let's go to Doug in Kansas. Doug, what's happening? You're in the morning roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just driving my semi across Kansas here. Number one. We need to get up to Green Bay, and I don't care how we do it, we just win. I don't care if we just run the ball a million times or if we throw the ball 1,000 times, just so long as we win. And it's pretty convenient how Jimmy came up with an injured shoulder in a game where he threw an interception. All right, so what? Maybe he's like Rocky. You got to bloody him up before he lets out his monster to tear you up.
I kind of like
okay.
that.
Okay, and then somebody brought up the Aaron Rodgers thing and Nolan tried to draft him. And my whole thing is if we would have drafted him, he would have got thrown out there just like Alex Smith did, and he would have spent 90% of his time on his back just like Alex Smith did. So I don't want to hear all the hindsight. Rodgers is great, but he also got to sit behind the great and come in, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
So let's go Niners, red and gold till we're dead and cold, brother.
Love it.
Yeah, no doubt. Be safe out there in Kansas. 888-957-9570. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get you on the other side here. Morning Roast is continuing to roll along. And don't forget, at 7:30, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Indiana Pacers. It's a thank you from all of us here at 95.7 The Game. to all you great fans who have supported us and the Golden State Warriors as they host their 400th consecutive sellout on Thursday. As always, for tickets, go for future games, tickets to future games, go to Warriors.com. What's coming up on a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises, more Niners and Packers right here on The Roast.
Third down and 7. Four-man rush. Rodgers is sacked. Bosa and Buckner.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee with Vontae and Shasky.
That was January 19th of 2020 when the Niners destroyed the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game. Nick Bosa all over him. DeForest Buckner, remember that guy? He's now with the Colts. Watching the Niners get ready for the Green Bay Packers this Saturday night at Lambeau Field. It's going to be about 3 degrees at kickoff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman will be on a call for Fox Sports. 5:15 kickoff. It's coming. It's Wednesday now. Saturday will be here before you know it. And look, the Niners do have the D-line to get after Aaron Rodgers. I was just watching during the break, Shasky, a Baldy breakdown of Kevin Givens in his 23 snaps. And Baldy said, I've never seen this guy play better. He's beating double teams. He's swim moving. He's disrupting Dak, containing. I said, damn, I didn't even realize Kevin Givens had a game like that. That's just another guy on this defensive line Aaron Rodgers has to worry about this week.
Well, I mean, look, I kind of have had this philosophy going back to the draft in 2020. Everybody wanted to take Kinlaw. They wanted a like-for-like replacement at D-tackle for DeForest Buckner. Buckner, if you're going to rotate your defensive linemen as much as you do, I just don't put an emphasis on D tackles and spending a high draft pick on them when you have guys like Kentavious Street and DJ Jones and now Kevin Givens who can walk off the street and give me very, very, very good production. And this is kind of the quandary of taking a D tackle at such a high. This isn't an indictment of Javon Kinlaw, more of a philosophy on how I value draft picks. Unless you're a three down lineman who can rush the passer, I'm just never going to invest a first, second, or third round pick in taking you so high. Now, look, time will tell whether Javon's going to be a great player, a good player, a bust, whatever it is. We don't know. We don't know where he's going to be. But when you see someone like Givens and DJ Jones giving you that unbelievable production and you're paying $20 million a year to Eric Armstead and now you've kicked him inside and you're getting great production out of him, it goes back to the value word, the V. That's what I go to. How much money, what are the draft picks that you're allocating to a position that you're really rotating and getting really good value? Like, what's the drop-off right now? Javon Kinlaw's play to DJ Jones' play. I mean, DJ's giving you as good production? And this isn't an indictment on Javon. I mean, look at where you drafted DJ Jones.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of Javon yet. You know, he was starting to evolve in his rookie season. I thought he got better and better as the season went along, and he really popped in that second Rams game at SoFi Stadium.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Popped down in New Orleans. I thought he started to get better and better and better, but he's got to get the knee right. He's got to be in shape when training camp comes around. This is what this organization does. Their first ever draft pick was Solomon Thomas. You know what I'm saying? Solomon Thomas, a guy who wasn't a three-down defensive lineman, a guy they didn't know whether to play inside, outside, or whatnot. So they're going to value defensive linemen whether we love it or not.
I know.
I just didn't like the Buckner trade to get in the
get-go. That we agree with.
That's, you know, that's something. But
Bonte, look, Kinlaw, think of what they've healthy. Done this year. Think of what they've done this year in terms of, like, no Kinlaw, no D Ford, right? I mean, you've paid – think of the draft capital that you've given up for both those guys, a first and a second round pick, and you've given D Ford a ton of money, and yet Arden Key – and DJ Jones and Givens.
No doubt.
These are the guys giving you tremendous production. Now, I will say this. They paid a premium for Eric Armstead. Last 5 weeks, 6 weeks, is there anybody Armstead's on that line playing high level than Eric Armstead?
Armstead's been playing some great football. Great football.
You got to give him his flowers.
DJ Jones played great football. And it's a good problem to have when Kinlaw comes back next year. He'll come back healthy. He'll be watching. And it's a credit to the defensive line coach, Chris Kocerek.
Yeah.
To get these guys ready to play. Kerry Hyder Jr., he got Kerry Hyder Jr. paid.
I
didn't even hear about him in Seattle this season. Kocerek got him paid, so it's a credit to the staff, the coaching staff of the 49ers and that defensive line. We watch them practice at training camp. They are coached hard.
Yeah.
They're hitting that sled, and they're dominant in practice. So it was good to see Givens getting some shine from Brian Baldinger here. Hey, let's go back out to the phone lines here. Dylan in Berkeley. Dylan, what's happening? You're on the roast here at 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dylan, what's up, man? Turn down the radio.
Okay, how are you guys doing? Appreciate what you guys do. I just wanted to call in and talk about what the Niners need to do this week and what we need to do differently to beat the Packers.
Give it to me.
I think we need to get a lot of pressure because our safety group is pretty good, but our corners are weak, and I don't trust them very well. So we need our linebackers and our rush to do good to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers so he doesn't have a ton of time. Because remember that throw to MVS over the middle where he got threaded it between two linebackers? Yep. Aaron Rodgers can just do that kind of stuff. So we need Fred Warner back to play well because he's our best coverage linebacker.
I love this kid. Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, Dylan. That's the guy. Oh, Dylan, this is all. Yeah, you're calling out for your pops, man. And your pops can't hack it. So I feel you're calling, man. Hey, dude, that's a great breakdown, though. Hey, that's a great breakdown from that week 3 football game.
Dylan, how old are you, young man?
14.
How incredible was that Cowboy-Niner game?
That was fun. I was sitting there watching that with my friends after going and playing some football, and that was stressful towards the end, but it was a fun game to watch.
I love it. Call us back next week. Great call. I'm with him. Look, the one thing that I would say that D'Amico Ryans has shown me throughout this year is that I never know what's coming. You know, him blitzing Jimmy Ward multiple times down the stretch of that game. Did you see that coming? I didn't see that coming.
That's not what the 49ers do. They don't blitz a lot. They play man or they play a little zone. They're very selective with their blitzes. He had another blitz earlier in the game where Kawan Williams came off the edge and disrupted the play. It is timely blitzes. Timely blitzes there. The cover zero blitz on 4th and 11, leaving his quarters one-on-one. And when Dak threw it up and I saw Cedric Wilson down there, almost had a heart attack. And it was incomplete. And time stood still. I said, oh, got the ball back. Just get a couple first downs. Don't let the Cowboys touch it. When do you know the Cowboys touch it again? And we get that crazy, quote-unquote, controversial ending to everybody out there in Texas. It's like, dude, you caught a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left. I can't get over that. I can't get over that at all. But, no, D'Amico Ryans has been really good. He's getting interviews now. He got an interview with the Minnesota Vikings for their head coaching job. And John Lynch told us on Friday, Shasky, it's going to be hard to keep this guy around. It's going to be hard to keep this guy around.
I mean,
I hope he's not one and done.
No, I'm kind of marveling at how quick this thing has gone just for coordinators in general. Like the turnstile of how the league works. I mean, you have, 7-8 openings today, depending on what happens with the Raider job and whatnot. And it's just so quickly. I mean, Brandon Staley has only been in the league like 6 years. You know what I mean? 6 years. He was calling plays on one side of the ball for the Rams for 1 year. You know, 1 year. And then Brandon Staley becomes the gatekeeper of Justin Herbert's career. It's just, I don't know. Am I blown away by it? Yes, I'm blown away at how quickly guys like David Culley. I went down the rabbit hole of David Culley's career. This guy has never been a coordinator at any spot and gets a $22 million buyout from the Houston Texans after 1 year of being the sacrificial lamb for the Houston Texans. I thought he did a pretty good job. He knows what he signed up for. I don't think he deserved to be fired. But Bonte, he knew what he was getting himself into when he took over that particular job.
It's just shady business to me. You know, the guy coached that team for 4 wins. And they played hard. You look at their last 2 losses to the Niners.
They outperformed their roster.
And the Titans. I mean, they almost beat the Titans the last week of the season and ruined home field advantage for them. They beat the Titans one time this year.
Isn't it crazy how the coordinator cycle goes?
Yeah. I never get it. Sometimes it's all about offense. So you get all these offense coordinators getting jobs. Now it feels like a lot of defense coordinators are getting jobs. I don't know. Special teams coordinators, you know, John Harbaugh. You know, he's a special teams coordinator. Now look at him. He's still in Baltimore. He's been there for over 10 years. So the cycle's always crazy. And how this shakes out this offseason, we'll see. The Raiders, the Jaguars. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of jobs out there. Mike McCarthy may get fired by the Dallas Cowboys. We have no idea.
Get fired.
Look at the openings. Jaguars, Broncos, Vikings, Bears, Dolphins, Giants, Texans, Raiders. What's the first domino going to drop here? And then you think about the quarterback position. That's where Jimmy Garoppolo has earned himself a lot of value by playing in these last 2 games. Look at the quarterback situation. Carolina Panthers, they need a QB. Denver Broncos. They need a QB.
Thank God we didn't
get
Sam Darnold. So before you move on, Darnold goes to Carolina. Thank God we did not want Sam Darnold. I'm so glad we didn't get Sam Darnold. Continue. I'm sorry. Remember that? That 2-week period?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I never got it. I watched every snap of his at USC.
He makes
every
snap at USC.
Oh my gosh. It's like, this guy? I mean, Sam Darnold, he's just another USC.
He's Blake Bortles.
I mean,
but he went to USC.
He's not good. He's not good. The Texans, they need a quarterback. The New York Giants, are they going to roll with Daniel Jones again?
No, they can't.
He stinks. Pittsburgh, they need a quarterback. The Saints, they're going to need a quarterback. Yeah. The Raiders, they may need a quarterback. The Green Bay Packers, they may need a quarterback. Seattle may need a quarterback. Washington, Indianapolis, the Vikings. So there's a lot of quarterback openings. And if Jimmy plays well this Saturday night, his value is going to skyrocket.
And then I looked at the first mock draft this year for, just the NFL in general. Like, the Niners would be giving up essentially a 24th through 28th pick, depending on how this season ends up. There are no quarterbacks. I anybody that wants to say that the Niners overpaid for Trey Lance, you have to understand the valuation chart, not just for the year that they actually took the quarterback, but the following years after that and what's available. There are no quarterbacks. Bonte, there's not one guy who has a first-round grade right now. Spencer Rattler does not have a first-round grade.
Well, he's going to South Carolina anyway. I mean, he's not even
entering. No, but he was the guy that everyone said would be a top-10 pick this year.
Yeah,
and he had a horrible year.
He was awful.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that even came from.
It was is where it came from. And then the guy from North Carolina is garbage. And the guy from Cincinnati is weak, too.
Ritter and Sam Howell. Yeah, this is bad quarterback class. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.